Air Supply, Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. Good morning to you. It's Michael, the Mix Morning Show. Friday, December the 23rd, 2022. We are rolling right towards Christmas. And, you know, second to Santa Claus, I have got the man who really delivers when it comes to all the things that your household needs during the holidays. Pete Story. Hello, Pete.
Good morning, Michael.
How's it going?
I'm doing well this morning.
I didn't really have that one prepared in terms of what you bring to the table when it comes to Christmas, but you and ServPro have a lot to bring. We'll talk about it here coming up, but the real reason why you're here is to talk about the First Responder Bowl that's happening on Tuesday and your involvement about this in Childersburg. Celebrating the first responders. It's going to be fantastic. We can't wait to talk about it. We'll talk about it here coming up in a few minutes here on Mix 106.5, the Christmas station.
The fire blazes.
Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. Continuous holiday music lives here through Christmas Day, presented exclusively by First Bank of Alabama. Good morning. Pete Story and from ServPro. Pete, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you ready for Christmas? Do you have all your Christmas shopping done? It's down to the wire.
No, I'm one of these late guys, Michael. I always go out at the last minute and say I don't have enough, so I got to go buy this or that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've got a few hours at this point. Good luck. Okay, so you're in talking about something really cool. This year, ServPro is a sponsor of the First Responder Bowl. And this is really great. This is a bowl game. This is a college football game that we're talking about here. And it's going to be on Tuesday, December the 27th, just in a few days. Memphis and Utah State playing in this game. But on Tuesday, locally, you guys are going to be doing a little celebration for the first responders. Tell us about it.
We are. Appreciate the opportunity, too, to come out and share. So, yeah, Corporate ServPro sponsors the game. It's in Fort Worth, Texas. So this year, locally, we are wanting to honor and let everybody know what our first responders are doing. We all take them for granted, we think. So we just want to have a day. We're going to have the game. We're going to be at the R.S. Limbaugh Community Center in Childersburg. We're going to have the game on. It kicks around 2:15. We're going to have food, door prizes for our first responders. And, of course, you know, that includes our county sheriffs, police, fire departments, even our rescue squads, ambulance services. Lifesaver helicopters are going to be there. Weather permitting, they're not on a call. So just a way for us to give back and honor them and show them that we love them and appreciate what they do.
Absolutely. It is all for the first responders, and it's going to be a fantastic event, of course, happening on Tuesday from 12 to 6. So it encompasses the game itself and on either side of it with food and drinks and door prizes and the families of those first responders invited for that celebration. It's going to be a great time. Of course, you know, we know about giving back and honoring first responders. We honor first responders of the month here at Mix 106.5. And so it's a special place in our heart for what these fine men and women do for our communities. They are there when we need them most. And that's what's so important.
Oh yeah. That's no doubt. You know, they're the ones that get the calls, whether it's a car wreck or fire, things like that. And so they're out there putting their lives on the line. And, you know, we work closely with them as far as the services we provide through our ServPro franchise here in Talladega, Clay, Randolph County. So just a good way, like I said, to honor them and show them that we love them and appreciate what they do.
The First Responder Bowl presented by ServPro happening on Tuesday, Memphis and Utah State, locally from 12 to 6 at the Limbaugh Community Center in Childersburg, honoring those first responders. More with Pete coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. Leanne Rimes, Mix 106.5, the Christmas station. Good morning. 8:03 and Pete Story still in studio with us from ServPro. Pete, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got the First Responder Bowl from ServPro coming up on Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit about it and how you're honoring local first responders, and then about what ServPro does. For those who may not know, when you need some cleanup assistance, whatever that may be, ServPro is who you turn to.
All right. Appreciate it.
We'll talk about it here coming up in a bit. Mix 106.5, the Christmas station, continuous holiday favorites here through Sunday. You know, for a month and a half, I've been saying through Christmas Day. Now I can say it's just a few more hours.
Just a few more hours.
Presented exclusively by First Bank of Alabama. Good morning. It's the Mix Morning Show. Pete Story in studio from Surf Pro, Pete, the Surf Pro First Responder Bowl happening on Tuesday, Memphis and Utah State. It's going to be a good game on national television. This is Corporate Surf Pro that sponsors this game, this college football game. But locally, you're going to be honoring our local first responders and their families. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we just wanted to have a day for our local responders. We can actually nominate a first responder to corporate. If our guy is chosen or lady, they're going to fly them out to the game, put them up, feed them.
Very cool.
We're going to nominate somebody next year, and hopefully we're going to pray, and hopefully that person is chosen.
That's awesome.
We wanted to do this locally to let everybody just really understand and realize and come out and help honor and celebrate our first responders, because, you know, they're the men and women that are out there for us. Sometimes as we're asleep, they're out there fighting those fires and, you know, attending to the wrecks.
They are there when we need them most. There's no doubt about that. And they're so selfless when it comes to being there first in the time of danger, in the time of need. They put their life on the line. They put everything else aside and they go for it. So aside from the great event that you're having on Tuesday, Surf Pro itself, the number one choice for cleanup and restoration, what does that mean? When does somebody need Surf Pro's services?
So we actually, you know, look at ourselves sometimes as first responders. Nothing close to what we were talking about. But you have a water damage. Your water tank is busted at midnight. And you hear it and you get up and water's everywhere. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Call Surf Pro, 1-800-SURF-PRO. Those calls route to us when you tell them that you live in our Talladega, Clay, Randolph, or St. Clair County. That's going to roll to us. We're 24/7 emergency. If you have a fire, God forbid, home, business, commercial, whatever, we are the ones that can come in, clean it up. We actually can do the reconstruction. And our slogan is, like, make it like it never even happened. And literally, we do that and can do that. We do a lot of just general cleaning, too.
You know, my mom's going to kill me for saying this, but my dad was a firefighter for 35 years.
Wow.
And one day I can remember she accidentally put the electric kettle on the stove and it caused a fire, a little fire. But then I came in with the fire extinguisher and I just unloaded on that thing. My dad was still working at the time. He got the call. He was like, that's at the house. Wow. What in the world? He runs from downtown. He comes in and, you know, the fire truck is there, the ambulance and everything. And of course the guys are laughing at him because he's like, oh my goodness, Chief Brandon, what in the world? This is your house. What is going on here? But the whole point of everything was my fault. I just unloaded on the fire extinguisher, got all over the kitchen. Then that powder just goes through the house. Surf Pro came in and cleaned it, and it was literally like it never happened. And that was what my experience was with Surf Pro. Although it was comical in nature, just a great experience knowing the services that you provide and the friendliness of that. Because, you know, there's no judgment on what has happened in those types of situations. You were there to do the job and make sure that it happened like it never happened.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of our production team members, they understand that this is your house, your business, your building. And they do get it. Although they, you know, don't operate in that way, they just understand that we're there to help you get back, especially in a business commercial. We want you back up and running as soon as possible. You know, when the flood hit here several months ago, we were able to help a lot of businesses, the police department downtown. So we just want to be here and be the number one choice for you to call.
Absolutely, because you want to get back in business for those people because you're a business as well. You know what
that's right
would be impeded if you didn't get back into business as well. So I get that. Pete Story, I hope the First Responder Bowl celebration on Tuesday at the Limbaugh Community Center in Childersburg is a success from 12 to 6. Families of those first responders are invited. There's door prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. Pete Story from Surf Pro. Your Christmas station for just a few more hours, as I said earlier, presented exclusively by First Bank of Alabama. We continue with the Christmas favorites coming up next.